That announcement in Paris, though, from the French and German leaders, was overshadowed by some weak economic figures out of Germany. The country's economy grew by only 0.1% in the second quarter. That's down from a revised 1.3% in the first 3 months of the year. Ferdinand Fichtner is chief economist at the German Institute for Economic Research, or DIW. He joins you from Berlin now. Ferdinand, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Hey, good evening.
Germany, we speak of as the powerhouse economy of Europe. Why are these economic figures coming out of Germany suddenly so weak?
In general, I think it's fair to look at the big picture, and you just actually mentioned that we had a very strong first quarter, so I wouldn't take the second quarter to be it clearly is a disappointment, but it's not that it's the end of the world. I think we will have relatively solid growth in Germany on average in the whole year. It has been a slight disappointment, but it's not really that bad a development. The overall impression is that growth was relatively weak because domestic demand wasn't so strong. That's maybe a bit dangerous because we all expected consumption to pick up since our labor market situation is relatively solid. So this is something which might be an indication that consumers are maybe, given the whole situation in the euro area or worldwide, are a bit reluctant to spend too much money on high-level consumer goods. But in general, I would say the picture is not so bad.
The same sort of situation here. Low consumer confidence impacted to quite a strong degree by the external global picture. Is that the only factor contributing to this slowdown that's being attributed to this slowdown? Anything else going on?
The second thing is that our imports grew relatively strong, which is mostly for a technical reason, which leads to the fact that local domestic production isn't so high. So in a way, the positive thing that imports are growing strongly contributes negatively to German production. So in a way, this is a negative impact on growth, but it's maybe more from a technical perspective. I wouldn't put this too high, actually.
So you say it's not the end of the world. You're not suggesting that this is evidence that Germany cannot evade the Eurozone slowdown, or is it the fact that no EU country will be able to evade the Eurozone slowdown?
I think it is not evidence. I mean, we expect growth in the second half of this year to be higher, and in the end, I think we will have growth around 3% in Germany, which is by German standards still extremely high. The German economy is used to grow by maybe 1.5%, so having 3% in 1 year, that's clearly a high figure. And I think if we take this big picture, in the end, it's not really something to worry about.
What's the government commentary on this growth figure?
Well, maybe they announce also some disappointment, but they try to also put it in this context that we had very strong growth in the first quarter, and we shouldn't hang this too high, actually. Yeah.
Turning to the Franco-German meeting in Paris, we were just hearing about shared government debts or euro bonds are apparently out, according to Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy, and new economic governance for the EU is in. What kind of governance structure do you think that the two leaders are talking about?
I'm actually not sure about that. It sounds very nice to have a new economic governance in Europe, but they haven't been really very clear about what this new committee, or however they want to institutionalize this kind of thing, whatever this committee will have to do. What is clear is that we will have some kind of fiscal rules in Europe, which are basically kind of a debt break, which limits the conjunctural deficit. But beyond that, it's not really clear what this new committee or this new economic governance actually is supposed to do. It probably will be something like coordinated fiscal policy, for example, but it's not really clear where this is going so far.
What about the fact that they've ruled out euro bonds? The markets were pretty keen on this idea of some kind of shared, you know, European government debt as part of the fiscal integration. There was a lot of talk about this. Are you surprised they ruled it out?
Well, from a German perspective, or probably from an economics perspective, it's probably better that they ruled out euro bonds. I'm a bit worried about the situation on financial markets tomorrow morning, because my impression is that the decisions that have been announced after the meeting are more, maybe they are more focused on long-term developments, like this idea of fiscal, coordinated fiscal policy in Europe or a new economic governance in Europe. That's more a long-term perspective. I think in the short term, there hasn't been done too much. For example, we haven't a bigger, we didn't establish, an, or they didn't establish a bigger rescue fund, which probably would be something which is necessary, at least if the situation in Spain and Italy, or maybe even in France, gets worse. And they haven't established Eurobonds, which probably is a good thing, as I said, but which is also probably from the perspective of markets a bit of disappointment. It will really be interesting to see tomorrow how government bond yields, especially for Spain and Italy, will develop after the results of the meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ferdinand. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Ferdinand Fichter joining us there. He's the chief economist at the German Institute for Economic Research, or DIW, speaking to us from Berlin this morning. It's 19 past 6.